Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome to season two of All American Hustle and Motivate. And we are talking about a lot of hustling. We're talking about Nipsey Hussle. We're also talking about Coach's resignation and how that affects the rest of the team. So stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
Wow, I cannot believe it's been basically a year since we finished season one, which is crazy.
Yes.
And so much has happened since then in all our lives, and it seems like a lot has happened with the All-American cast of characters as well, so we're super excited to get into that in a bit. We're actually dividing up this episode talking about, you know, the main themes that happened in the show. We're going to be talking about Billy Baker's resignation, Grace talking to Corey Gamble, you know, obviously the crying and, you know, all of the hurt feelings regarding the cheating scandal that happened in season one. And of course, we're going to do a deep dive into all of the characters and their relationships to each other in the show. And we're going to finally end, you know, the character analysis with some talk about Nipsey Hussle, because we love how that was just incorporated into the episode overall. And then finally, we're going to be doing a very special segment presented by Zakiya, our newest panelist. And it's going to be called MVP. So stay tuned for that. In addition to news and gossip, we have a really, really great show for you guys today. But before we get started, I am your host, Mina Wahab. And to my left, we have the sports journalist, Chris, who is joining us again from season one.
Yes, hi guys.
And to her left, we have Sierra. And Sierra is actually a sports athlete herself and a Zodiac expert. So she's going to give us the lowdown on, you know, what the signs are of all of these characters, which I'm here for that. And our newest addition to the team, drum roll please, thank you, Zakiya.
Yeah.
Name like in Arabic that actually means intelligent, and that is exactly what she's bringing to this panel, you guys. She's going to bring a fresh perspective. And, you know, of course we're going to miss Angelo Garcia and his conspiracy theories, because he was such a great part of last season. But we have a great show prepared for you guys today. But with that being said, what were your overall thoughts of season two of All American?
I think it surprised me. There were some surprises that I didn't think were going to happen. Like, I didn't realize that he was even thinking about going back to Crenshaw. So that was like, what happened? What's going on? So, yeah, a couple of surprises surprised us at the beginning of the episode.
My overall thoughts, I feel like everyone was finally telling their truth. Like, last season, I was so frustrated, and I felt like everyone was just, like, confused, whether you were an adult, whether you were in high school. Everyone was just kind of, like, all over the place and, like, keeping all these secrets. And finally, people were like, let's put this BS aside.
Yes.
And, like, be ourselves and tell our truth. That's how I felt.
Well, kind of. You know, Layla didn't yet, but
she's
we'll get to that.
Confused.
Yeah. We'll definitely be getting to that part of the story, because not a lot has changed there.
Yeah.
My overall thoughts is this episode, the Nipsey Hussle tribute, absolutely
beautiful.
Blew me away. It was so tear-jerking, and it just resonated me, and it was perfect for this episode. Of course, he's from Crenshaw, so it was well-deserved, and I loved it. So,
love.
Yeah.
I love what you guys are all saying about the show, because we each have a different perspective. For me, I don't feel like there was a lot of necessarily truth-telling, but I loved seeing the new characters and seeing where they are now, because we fell in love with this cast last year, and I feel like there's so much more to come and so much more growth, because when you think about high school, you go through a lot of changes, and you're different as a freshman, as a sophomore, as a junior, as a senior, and there's so much growth within those pivotal years of, you know, your teenage years, you know, growing into a young adulthood. So
exactly.
I'm excited to chat about that. But first, let's start out with Coach Billy Baker's resignation, because obviously we find out that he resigned, but he doesn't know that he resigned because apparently the letter was intercepted. So exactly. What are your thoughts on, you know, his resignation and how he handled, you know, the aftermath of the, you know, the cheating scandal?
Yeah, I think that was exactly what his daughter Olivia said. That was just, in the moment, I'm mad, I'm sad about my marriage low-key breaking up, and he just wanted to resign and run away. Mm-hmm. But I know that she took that letter because of what he taught her. You know, don't think of or make decisions while you're emotional. And I already know, I could tell by the end of the episode, that he's going back. So it was pointless, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this is, like, a constant theme for Billy Baker. He's always just, like, preaching and telling everyone what they need to do, and then when it's time for him to, like, actually get it together, it's like, where are you?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're having beef with Billy Baker.
Zakiya?
Yeah, it was coward. He was a coward for it, and as you said, he's preaching, and monkey see, but don't do, or monkey see, right.
something like that.
Right. It goes along something like that. But it was cowardly. And I feel like Olivia, she's worried about too much. I need her to calm down. I don't want her to spiral. spiral. Oh, yeah, because she had that problem last season.
Exactly.
And she's in everyone's business. She's a little messy. And honey.
So she's messy.
She's messy. Why are you taking... I understand you're trying to save your father, but... At some point, you're in high school.
That's true.
Calm down.
Grown folk business.
What I do love about that, though, is that, you know, Coach Billy Baker was the one who taught her all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a beautiful full circle moment where the very lessons that you teach someone, for them to be able to replicate that in their own way and have it benefit you, it's kind of like planting the seed that will forever, you know, keep on giving in a way. So
exactly.
I kind of like that, but to be honest, I was getting very annoyed with Coach Billy Baker in this episode overall. But did we know that Olivia was the one who intercepted it? Was that what you guys were assuming?
No, surprised me.
I mean, looking back, she's always in everyone's business.
She is.
So, like, whatever had happened, I was like, of course it was you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, of course you did it.
I mean, I guess it is her storyline since she went down the drain.
Right?
Like, now she wants to save everybody else so they don't go down the drain. So,
we need to figure out her sign. I think she's a water sign.
Oh, definitely.
Go away.
Yeah. She always wants to, like, butt in and help
and
save the world. She's a Pisces, for sure.
But she needs to save herself.
What
she
does that mean? I'm sorry, this is Ryan in the booth.
Ryan
is also a Pisces.
Ryan in the booth is a fellow,
offense.
Toxic. So toxic.
Just know that male Pisces and female Pisces are a little different.
I mean, I kind of just was a hypocrite myself because I did just butt in the conversation.
Messy.
That was like a voice from God. I was like, what is happening?
Where is the voice coming from? So do you think the situation with the resignation could have been handled better or differently?
The resignation? Oh.
Yeah, the way everything happened. Not just him resigning, but even the way it was intercepted and the way it was hidden. And kind of saying, oh, like, I told them that you're going on vacation and I emailed them from your account.
That was a lot.
You know?
It's like conniving.
That was a lot.
Well, he should have said something in person if he really wanted to quit. Like, say it face-to-face. Place your 2 weeks with that actual person that you're supposed to place your 2 weeks with instead of cowardly writing a letter and leaving it on the desk for someone to find.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It could easily be intercepted.
And now he's drinking himself to death and crying. And he needs to get it together. I'm with Grace. He needs to get it together.
Yes. Oh. No, I'm like interrupting you.
Wow,
I just want to say,
raising her hand.
Logan Knight in the chat said, LOL, I'm with Ryan because I'm a Pisces and got offended.
Thank you. Thank you.
We love Pisces, okay, but just like every sign, we all got a little something wrong with us, okay?
You know, it's not a bad thing to interfere in other people's business if you're trying to help and if you're successful
totally.
At it. So I didn't mean, like, any shade towards,
my
Pisces brethren out here, but you guys are so sensitive. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyways, moving on to...
We love you, Loganites.
We do, and thank you so much for chiming in the
Literally,
chat.
Thank you.
We love when you know, you interact with us because you are a part of the show and it means so much to us when we get the conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk a little bit about Grace talking to Corey, because that's a whole other storyline in itself. And there's so much there. There's so much tension. There's so much uncertainty there. What did you feel just watching the interaction between the two of them?
I was on her side from the beginning. Totally. Like, it is none of your business mm-hmm. if that is your son or not, period.
She read him.
She yeah. did.
And she pulled out the receipts. 8 years, yeah. honey. You've exactly. been gone for 8 years.
You've been mm-hmm. gone. How dare you? And then yeah. she said, how dare you put these demands on me? You've been gone for 8 years? Mm-hmm. Man, I love that speech. But then she decided to take it anyway, but yeah. I don't like that part of the story. You should have just ended it there. That's what you should have did.
Yeah, she, I don't know. I was kind of going back and forth with how I felt about it.
Interesting.
I still don't really know
how I
feel
about it. So what's the other side? What's the other side to this?
I mean, I think I am with you guys. Like, 8 years is a long time. Like, where have you been? But also, it's kind of like, even if it's been, like, a few months, you kind of would feel like you don't really know your place in the situation anymore. And, like, you would almost be like, how do I even insert myself back into this? You know what
with
I mean?
With the paternity test? That's the answer? Well,
but don't you think
that
is... I
would want to know.
Yeah.
I would, like, I don't care. Like, I love this kid regardless. But, like, I would want to know.
Yeah.
I would need to know.
But I question Corey's motive. Why are
Same.
You back? Why are you here?
Same.
You've been gone for a long time.
So. Same. Like, looking at it holistically, I'm like, okay, he, like, probably isn't the best guy. And I don't think he's the most, like, authentic, genuine person.
Yeah.
But if we weren't looking at everything we knew, I think if I was in that situation, it'd be a little different.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I would want to know the facts, too. Not to say that it wouldn't be my child if it wasn't biologically mine.
Totally.
If I had a relationship with a child, I still have that relationship with the child. And I would, you know, want to stay consistent in nurturing that child and helping yeah. him grow. So I totally loved what he said at the end when he was just like, you know what, child or not, I still love him and he's still mine, even if biologically he's not. I thought that was a very
exactly.
beautiful.
Yeah. So why do you need to put it
well, it's cool because we also saw the same thing with what's the other mom's name? Blonde one?
Laura.
We saw the same thing with Laura. Like, Laura was like, I love Spencer no matter what. We all feel this way about him. And it's kind of like, I don't know, a little bit of growth for yeah. all the parents in this episode.
True. I still question Corey. Because even yeah. at the end, with the son coming, were you just saying that to still stay there, shut her, like, kind of quiet her a little bit so there's
yeah.
no animosity, there's no anger, you could still be in the child's life and in Spencer's life? Or mm-hmm. are you genuine? Question
yeah.
it. I don't know.
I never questioned it until this episode. This
yeah.
is the first time because it seemed like he was making
same.
A genuine effort until we find out the thing
yeah.
that we do at the end
exactly.
and then the preview for next week.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that kind
exactly.
of shifted my perspective.
Yeah,
which means that we like never know anything really.
Yeah.
Like, we're not there. We don't have like
yeah.
all
exactly.
the facts there, but
yeah.
we have our like intuition and our gut. So let's go more into this whole cheating fiasco, because the cheating is what really affected the relationships between everyone, essentially. It affected
yeah.
Spencer's relationship with the family. It affected Corey Gamble's relationship with, you know...
Corey Gamble?
Yeah, Corey Gamble.
No, that's
Corey Gamble.
Chris Kardashian's
Corey.
Man.
Corey
oh,
Gamble. Sorry. Sorry, not Corey Gamble. Oh,
Ray
my
Kardashian.
God. Wrong yes. person. That is such a weird, like, brain freeze moment. I'm just thinking about the Kardashians all day today, and I can't get them out of my head.
That honestly scared me. I was like, I missed something.
I was confused too. I was
yeah.
just like,
oh my gosh. I even had it written in my notes too because I was thinking about the Kardashians as I was watching it.
Oh
my
gosh.
Oh my gosh. But no,
iconic.
It really has affected like every single relationship that we see. And
now I'm thinking about Chris. Like,
I keep thinking about them now because of family dysfunction. That's
yeah.
the only reason that I started thinking about
that, yeah.
everything.
Correlation.
So, yeah, like, Laura was obviously crying about the cheating scandal, so we see her going through wedding photos, and she's just sitting down, and then Olivia's peeping over there,
oh,
and then she
so
just
sad.
Quietly tiptoes away. What did we think when we saw that scene? Because we saw that she acted very differently behind the scenes than when she saw,
I feel like
Coach Billy Baker in person.
I feel like when I think of my mom in general, like, mothers are always these people that kind of, like, have this front, and they hold everything together, and, like, you never really know how they're feeling, like, in private. You know what I mean? Not, my mom hasn't been through something like this, but, like, I don't know. It's such an emotional moment to see her be so strong for her family at all times, like, to hear the way that her kids are talking about her whenever she's not there, and then to see her have this moment where she's just, like, on the ground, sobbing, crying. Like, literally, like, what is happening to my life?
It actually reminded mm-hmm. me of, because I did catch my mom crying before, but it was because, like, my stepfather passed away. And she was, like, all strong and stuff in person, but then I just caught her one day in the closet crying, and I literally, that scene brought me back to mm-hmm. that, and, like, in real life, I'm like, dang, that's crazy. Because my mom was absolutely strong, just like she was, but, like, behind the scenes, they're crying. It's really crazy how they put up that front. They have to be just as strong as the, you know, as the father figure. Like, you never see your parents in that way.
Totally.
It was another level seeing them.
Yeah,
I appreciate her putting up that front for her children, because if you think about it, they probably have a lot going on and thoughts and mm-hmm. about the whole breakup situation. So for her to actually relieve them and take the burden, it's mother-like. Like, I applaud any mother who's able to do that, because it's hard.
Yeah. Also, just, like, from Olivia's perspective, like, she was so confident in how her mom was feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she was like, I know my mom's fine. Like, she's handling this so much better than I am. And then for her to, like, basically be shook, not only that her mom's crying, but, like, she has no actual, like, concept of how her mom feels in general. It's like,
but that's crazy. One person she didn't try to save. Why didn't she try to save her mother?
Because she thought she was fine.
She's shaming everybody else but her mother.
We need to get to that.
She not? Because she went to her father and said something, like, get it together. Was that her way of saving it?
I think that was
her way, because we did see her, you know, talk to her father after she saw how much it had affected her mother. Mm-hmm. So it was at that point where it was the final straw, where she's like, you know what, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I can't let this happen.
True.
So I appreciate Olivia. I really do. Like, even though she meddles in other people's business and she needs to just take care of herself, I really do appreciate that. So let's move on to the different dynamics between the characters involved here. So obviously the show opens up, later on in the beginning of the show, we see the Malibu beach scene, and for whatever reason, these high schoolers are drinking as if they're, like, 20,
like, don't drink,
years old.
Where, high schoolers.
Were the high schoolers at my high school that looked like this? That's what I want to know.
I'm not gonna lie, my high school, those are how the guys looked in my high school.
Must be nice.
I'm
not gonna lie. Must be nice.
My way, Beverly Hills High, like, where did you go to school? Like, I
in Texas, we're big, okay?
Same. Didn't see him.
But where do you live in high school?
Austin.
I'm from Houston. That's a difference.
In Beverly High, it's different, because for whatever reason, everyone hangs out in Malibu, and it's like everything feels like a Hollywood set in this movie with regards to the high school. But we see the dynamic between Layla and Spencer, and we think, I don't know if we think she's telling the truth, but we find out later in the episode that no, Layla is not telling the truth about her family situation. She said that she was living with her father. We find out that she's living alone again. Her father's on vacation in Japan. She decided not to go with him. And following last season's mishap of her, like, destroying the entire place to pretend that it was a break-in, Gone Girl style, you know, everything just seems like a mess, and she's holding it together on the surface. So what do we think about Layla's character arc?
She surprised me. Like, didn't it surprise everybody? Wow, she just went into that hotel room. We're like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on? So she did a good job at hiding it, even from the audience. Good job, sis.
But, Layla, we had this conversation before we started taping. I think she's a Virgo. it's just sad. I don't know. Like, you have this feeling when you're in high school that, like, everything is such a big deal. Mm-hmm. And, like, everything, you feel it so intensely. And you can tell that she's going through it. And I don't know, like, I feel the most bad for Layla.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just, like, want her to just, like, know it's okay to just talk to people about how she's feeling.
Everyone
has this feeling of, like, I need to be perfect. Or, like, I need to, like, you know what I mean? Like, have it all together.
Thanks, Ryan.
Much appreciated. You don't have to have it perfect, guys. Talk to somebody.
Yeah, totally. I just feel bad. Yeah.
I don't understand where the high school counselors are or the mental health professionals are in this school.
They need to get a counselor on this TV show.
Anyone.
Yeah.
They're obviously
even the parents.
There's no one for them to talk to. It's crazy.
Yeah. She honestly played that well. Like, making it seem like she was so in love with Spencer, which I think she is. Yeah. She's definitely in love with him. But she's using him as a crutch. She's using high school as a crutch. I'm just afraid that she might go down in a spiral. Everyone's going down, but
like Olivia.
But
style.
Olivia will be there to save her and be like, "What are you doing?"
Oh my god! Even though she's not that successful at saving people.
She's not. But I don't see it ending well for her, because you can't bottle. Can you really bottle all of that up? Like, that's a lot. She's in a hotel.
Yeah.
She's in mm-hmm. a hotel mm-hmm. in high school with no one. Like, you need your emotions are already crazy. You're already going through puberty and all that. Oh, you need love.
There needs to be some grounding
she's,
there.
And she just, like, she has a sadness in her eyes. Like, at all times when someone's not talking to her. Literally, whenever she was looking in her locker and you can, like, see her reflection in the mirror, I was like, I just want to hug this girl.
And she closes it and Olivia's right there, like, a horror movie.
Yeah, and then she's like, hey, Liv! And I'm like,
can you see her searching for that love from someone else? I see, like, from something else, from someone else, something. She's going to try to fill that
void. Totally.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be somewhere bad.
I'm definitely interested to see how her character develops in this season and if she has any growth and if Spencer somehow aids in that growth, because it didn't seem like he was with her a lot in the episode. Mm-hmm. Kind of like they're doing their own thing. But let's talk a little bit more about, you know, Spencer and his relationship to everyone else on the show, because Spencer is the leading role on this show. He, in my opinion, has done a phenomenal job, like, really playing this character. He's who I'm the most excited to see every single week. And Sarah's like, yeah, me too.
We stand.
So let's talk about him and where he's at right now and all of the tough decisions he has to make in terms of whether he's going to stay in Crenshaw, whether he's going to go to Beverly Hills. Let's talk about that.
He's definitely staying in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. I think so, too.
Yeah. I see Spencer as being the glue to everyone. He is the reason why everyone is, they fight to stay together or they fight to keep going, because Spencer is the connection. Like Laura said when she came in, it is no doubt in our mind that we love you. Like, I love you and everyone loves you. And so Spencer, he has to stay in Beverly. If he doesn't, I'll be sad. Because I don't trust his father.
They kind of already said it in the next preview for the next episode. Because, I mean, the new guy, the new son that came out of nowhere. He'll be kind of replacing him in Crenshaw. So, We saw that in the preview. I'm not doing any spoilers. That was in the preview.
So even though Spencer's world is falling apart because of the adults in his life, what's so lovely about this episode is that we see the adults kind of rectifying that mistake and coming together in the most unexpected ways. And one of the ways that we see that is with Grace and Laura. Mm. Because Grace goes to Laura's house, shows up, and literally apologizes for disrespecting her by cheating, you know, not cheating, but, you know, like, helping, you know, like having a relationship or an affair with her husband while they were still married. Mm-hmm. So she takes accountability for that. I was shocked. How did the rest of you feel?
I wasn't shocked. I knew it would happen.
Yeah, Spencer's mom is, like, such an amazing woman, and I feel like she's probably Libra. I literally cannot stop with all these analysis. But she, like, has this, like, amazing sense of, like, not like balance, but, like, you can tell she always wants to do the right thing, you know, and that usually overcomes, like, how she's feeling emotionally, I feel like. And yeah, I mean, I think that was definitely in character of her to do. And
remember last season you wanted her to go, like, on a man spree, like, just go date.
She needs more,
storyline. She needs to go date off and go somewhere.
Just, like, go out to a club, get a friend, get a couple drinks, let her hair down.
She has so much mess surrounding her that would just make it, like, even crazier. Makes sense.
I don't know.
She needs more of a storyline, like, with that. Especially, she's so forgiving, it's kind of boring. She needs to go and, you know, live her life.
It's very interesting how Zakiya earlier said that Spencer is the glue that holds everyone together.
Yeah.
Because I think that he definitely inherited that from his mother because of the way that she speaks to him. We see so many times in this episode that she just has these amazing, like, one-liners where she's like, you know, you're a king, don't let anyone tell you otherwise, and she speaks in these, like, fortune cookie, you know, one-line, like, motivational thoughts where you're like, wow, like, I need someone like that by my side, like, hyping me up all the time and also grounding me simultaneously, because it's one thing to, like, give your child a big ego or, like, give him, like, a ridiculous amount of confidence, and then it's another to ground him, and she does both. She makes him humble while simultaneously giving him the confidence he needs to be an amazing friend, partner, athlete, student. So
I think that's, like, especially he's in Crenshaw and then goes to Beverly Hills. I think it's so important that his mom empowers him like that and like makes sure that he knows his worth and knows how amazing he is when he's in this environment where not a lot of people necessarily look like him, or you know what I mean? It's very different from what he's used to. I think it's amazing that she's like that with him.
True. It's tough. It's tough navigating those two worlds of Crenshaw and Beverly Hills. And I do want to talk a bit about Crenshaw because I don't feel like we've dived into it as much. Because that's where Coop is, and, you know, we're following Coop again.
I literally...
We're praying for her.
I'm stressed.
Literally, in my notes, Coop worries me. Insane, reckless. Will she learn? That's all I have to say about Coop.
Yes.
Yeah.
And well, we had her on last season.
We did have her on again. We did have her on last season. I'm on edge constantly thinking she's going to get shot or killed or something terrible is going to happen.
Today she might. Because the guy said, you need to keep your distance. Of course, she's not going to keep her distance.
Yes.
No.
And she's going to get shot.
Or she's going to get someone else hurt.
Was it wise for her to go to the Nipsey Hussle Memorial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go walk down dark alleys.
Yeah. You could have took a main road with this.
Flashlight on your phone. Sheesh.
I want to also talk about the significance of the Nipsey Hussle Memorial because, you know, we so rarely see real life events being interwoven into a show the same time that it's happened. And this is a pretty recent event, you know, the death of Nipsey Hussle and what that meant for the community. Mm-hmm. So what did it mean to you, the three of you watching this unfold and seeing how, you know, even the characters on the show are paying tribute to such an amazing and influential part of the community?
Yeah, you can actually see it on Instagram that Daniel Ezra, like, really, because he studied, like, Crenshaw, and he studied, like, Nipsey Hussle and Snoop Dogg to play this role. So it probably hit him even more deeper, like, because this was really who he studied and met and, you know, got to talk to and learned about, you know, the hood and everything like that. So I know it really took him, it went deep for him. And so I know he loved having this on this show. Like, I cried when Nipsey Hussle died because I love Nipsey. I wasn't a new fan. I've known him since like 2000 and like 10. I've been listening to him for like over 10 years. So yeah, this is deep. I'm glad they paid tribute for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think it just shows the type of influence Nipsey had whenever you're watching, like, a CW TV show.
Yeah.
This is, like, one of, like, not the biggest show that they have, but, like, one of the bigger shows that they have. And, like, a majority of the episode was about Nipsey. And, like you said, it's so topical. It's so relevant. It perfectly fits in the storyline. I think that's why we like this show also, because, I don't know, we talk about, like, gender, sexuality, racial issues, like other types of social issues, and it's all very topical, it's all very relevant, and this is all things that are happening right now, whether people think they're happening or not. So
That
was a great tie-in.
For sure. I thought this was well needed for them to pay tribute to Nipsey Hussle, and especially the fact that they kept the episode non-violent.
Totally.
Like, they really respected his death and respected his life. And even when the OG was saying, like, you don't have to be blood to be between family, and that look between Billy Baker and Spencer. I choked up. I'm still choking
that was
up.
Fire.
I
that
literally was fire. Choked up. And so everything about that episode, and then even from Coop getting saved in the dark alley.
Yeah.
Everything about that this entire episode was just a tribute to him, the music, and I loved it.
I definitely echo that sentiment between the three of you, because I think the Nipsey Hussle scene was so beautiful in the sense that we see the diversity of the people who came out to the memorial and how that mirrored what happened in real life, that it wasn't just, you know, fans of rap. It was
everyone.
Yeah. It was, you know, Muslims. It was Christians.
Yes.
It was people who loved music. It was people who appreciated what Nipsey did for the community in terms of, you know, making it better. So I just thought that was such a beautiful scene, and it was so empowering. And I loved what the writers did on that show to, like, bring something so meaningful that happened in the real world and incorporate it into the show. So great job to All American writers. Any final thoughts before we dive into our special segment?
It was beautiful.
Final thoughts.
Beautiful.
I'm so excited for this season, and just, like, to see
where it goes.
Yeah, I think the main thing for me is, like, everyone's growth. Like, there was so much happening with the storyline last season, and it's kind of like, okay, everyone's a little bit of a mess, and, like, are we gonna figure this out? You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm excited to see, like, where a lot of the characters end up. For example, Layla, specifically. Mm-hmm. Like, how her storyline fleshes out.
Yeah. I'm okay. Excited.
Ooh. Great. So with that being said, Zakiya has a very special segment for us today. Take away our MVP segment and tell us what it's all about.
Okay, guys. So we're going to talk about the MVP. So each episode, we're going to pick one most valuable player. And this episode, I chose Grace. And so if anyone disagrees, please let me know. But I'll tell you the reasons why I chose Grace. One, she picked up Coach Billy Baker, so she saved someone. Mm-hmm. She saved him from his drunken self. And then another, she read Corey. She told him, hey, you stay in your place and I'm going to stay in mine. Mm-hmm. And yours was 8 years ago. So you missed that mark. And then another reason why I chose her is confronting Laura and basically making her wrongs right, rather not knowing if she was going to listen or not. And she really set the tone. She was a leader in this episode. And I feel like everyone is following in her footsteps because we saw that full circle when Laura came back to her house and she's like, look, I want you to live with us. This mm-hmm. this is where you need to be. We are family. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we love you. You really are so important to All American. You set the tone and you also just bring a voice that we all need to hear. Amen. It's that motherly love, pat on the back, praise. Yes, honey. But if you guys, so she's an actor, she writes, she's produced, and it's Kamara Westbrook. I don't know. I hope I'm not saying that wrong. But yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Sierra. I love that. I think if I'm not going to pick her, I'm going to say Laura.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
No, I was going to pick her, too. That's
what I was like, what? Your husband, like, had an affair, cheated, maybe has two kids, one kid with someone else. Like, your whole life is blowing up. You have this bomb career. Like, all these amazing things are happening. And you bite the bullet and you say, you know what? I'm going to put all of this aside and still let this boy live in my house. Despite, like,
he's what, like, this boy.
No, but you know what I mean? Yeah. I genuinely feel like she has love for him. And I feel like she put so much of her ego aside just to kind of flesh out everything, get the wrinkles gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you chose mine, I'm going to go ahead and go with Olivia. I know y'all hate her right now, yes. But you know,
I have an option.
I like that she's trying to save everyone because she's trying to just do better from what she's been through and trying to just, you know, put that into the community, put that into the air. I'm going to do better, so I want everybody else to do better. So I hope she saves more instead of doing anything detrimental.
For me, the most valuable player of this episode is Nipsey Hussle. And the reason I say that is even though he wasn't physically present, his passing meant so much to the community. Mm-hmm. And we see that it was something that really brought people together when he was gone, and that's how you know the impact he had to all those people, mm-hmm. to the point that Coop's life was spared because of the speech that was made in Nipsey's honor about, mm-hmm. you know, what are we doing here, killing people and doing this? Like, we need to come together as a society, as a community. So I think, you know, he is the biggest MVP of the episode just mm-hmm. for that reason, the fact that he could affect, you know, everyone's life really. Trajectory mm-hmm. in that storyline. Thanks, Ryan. So with that being said, thank you so much for sharing your opinions. I do want to get into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, the news and gossip for today. So let's start with that. This show did air last season on the CW, but it didn't get a lot of clout, I guess you can say. And it went on to Netflix, and that's when pretty much it got saved because they weren't going to renew this for a season two. Netflix saved it, and that's why there's a season two. It will be on Netflix again later if you don't have cable. Netflix is looking out for you. So just continue to save it because it's a good show and we want it to keep going. Another thing is, the mural on the episode today was actually a mural painted by Nipsey Hussle's friend. They actually flew him out to L.A. so he can paint it, and it was literally just for the show. They took it down 4 hours after it was painted. So after, you know, All American was done filming for that scene. So that mural is just for the show. You can't go and see it. Sorry, my LA people. But if you want to see it again, watch the show again. And we're welcoming two new amazing characters. One of my favorite, Abraham Jesty. He's from Grown-ish. Very handsome. Hi. And Kayla Lewis, which if you guys are Black Lightning fans, she's back on. She's the sports agent in this episode. We didn't talk about her at all, but I'm glad that, you know, she's interesting. Point of the story, I'm excited to see where her character goes.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, you have so many exciting things in store for you. We know the show has a lot of exciting things in store for us, and even though we don't know exactly what those are, we can obviously make some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So let's just do a quick, like, two-liner, like, two things, one thing that you think is going to happen in next week's episode.
I think that Rochelle is going to try to hook up with Spencer.
Wow. So that's the sports agent, by the way.
That's definitely happening.
Yes, yes.
That is happening.
Second that. Mm-hmm. Koopa's going to learn her lesson. I don't know how. I'm not saying she's going to die, but she's going to learn her lesson. Yeah. She's going to stop doing all this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I'm predicting that the sun comes out of nowhere and messes up Daniel's world. He's going to be so sad that he didn't go back to Crenshaw, and Crenshaw might actually be Beverly Hills in the state championship. Ooh, that's a large prediction, but that's what I think is going to happen.
I feel like there's going to be another secret that's going to kind of explode. I also think that Olivia was the one who manipulated the situation to get Spencer to come live with them again.
Ooh, girl.
Especially when she said, yes. Oh, do you know who the anonymous tip was that you weren't saying?
That's
here?
A good one.
Yeah. That's a good one. We know Olivia's a little cray-cray, but she's my favorite character.
She did
on the
do
show.
That. That's
she's
crazy.
Messy.
But what are your predictions? Let us know in the comments below. We are going to be back next week to talk about all things All American. We love this show. Where can everyone find you?
You can find me, the Chris Exclusive, on Instagram. See you later.
You can find me at Sierra Chanel on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Please subscribe. I'm begging you.
You can find me on Instagram at ZakiaW_. Make sure you guys check out my after show, Top Boy, on Sundays.
And I'm your host, Mina Wahab. You can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. And we'll see you all next week.
Until next
Take care.
Time.
Maria Menounos would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.